What is the future of the Republican Party? Our next guest says, before answering that question, the GOP has to redefine itself as a governing party with ambitions beyond a single leader. But is it possible, after just 7 Republican senators voted to convict former President Donald Trump in his second impeachment trial? Lonhee Chin is a fellow at the Hoover Institution. He also advised Mitt Romney's 2012 presidential campaign, and he joins us now for more. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tanya.
Lonhee, most Republicans stuck by Trump in that vote, including Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, even though he blasted Trump in a speech afterwards. What did you take away from that trial about the future of the party?
Well, it is going to be a tumultuous short term for sure. Obviously, former President Trump still has a significant amount of currency within the Republican Party and within the conservative movement. And I think the question now, in at least the short to intermediate term, is to what degree that influence will be mitigated by the passage of time, by reflection upon what happened on January the 6th in those Capitol riots. And then in the longer term, there's a question about the issues and the ways in which the party can be a governing coalition again, can be a party that many Americans look to provide an alternative vision of governance to the one that we're seeing in office today.
Okay, and you actually say in the past, when the conservative movement has been the most successful, it's because it's been a party of ideas. But a new poll from Politico Morning Consult actually shows that 59% of Republican voters said they wanted Trump to play a major role in their party going forward. And that's actually up 18 percentage points from a poll taken on January 7th, right after the insurrection. In light of this, do voters agree with your thoughts on the direction of the party?
Well, I think some do. Clearly, though, some are very fond of the former president still. There are some in the party, perhaps even a majority of the party, who believe that former President Trump ought to be at the center of Republican politics going forward. And others, myself included, would like the conservative movement and the Republican Party to think more about what it is that it will do and will stand for as a party in governance. And I think the more durable approach in the long run is to have, again, a party and a movement that's focused on ideas rather than personalities.
On this idea of being a party of ideas, what issues do you want to see the party focused on?
Well, I think there are a series of issues where the party needs to articulate a little bit more clearly exactly what it plans to do. So, you know, one issue that a lot of people have addressed concern on is the question of economic mobility and how we can create a more upwardly mobile society. Another area is healthcare. For a long time, the Republican Party and conservatives were associated only with opposition to the Affordable Care Act. Going forward, what are some ways that conservatives can articulate a market-based approach to healthcare reform that is durable? And then a third area where I think the conservative movement has to get a little sharper is in areas that are much more controversial internally. So immigration and climate change, the party has to express some points of view to try to tackle these challenges with these problems. And so far, at least, we haven't heard too much in the way of solutions. Yeah, only rhetoric, not solutions.
South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham was asked on Fox News Sunday about Donald Trump's future with the Republican Party. Let's listen.
Donald Trump is the most vibrant member of the Republican Party. The Trump movement is alive and well. People believe that he brought change to Washington. Policy-wise, it was long overdue.
Graham also said that he supported the former president's daughter-in-law, Lara Trump, if she decides to run for Senate. Many Republicans who are in office right now see a future of the party more aligned with Donald Trump more generally, which includes Trump's children. Your thoughts on this?
Well, I think we have to separate out some of what we heard from Senator Graham. I mean, first of all, on the policy side of things, there are unquestionably a few issues where Donald Trump brought up divisions or questioned orthodoxies that very much need to be questioned. And those are conversations we need to have, whether it's in areas like trade or the U.S. relationship with China. Trump's influence from a policy perspective is something that we'll need to tease out. But in terms of members of the Trump family, or others who might be closely affiliated with Trump running for public office, I think that they'll need to participate in these debates like everybody else, and we'll see where things come out. I think it's difficult to prejudge one candidate or another, except to say that those who endorse the idea of having a vision-based Republican Party in the future, as opposed to one that's personality-based, that'd be what I would support. And so as we approach the midterm elections in 2022, we'll see how it all sorts out.
You've been a Republican for a long time. You've been studying this, thinking deeply about this, advising Republicans. Are you hopeful? Where do you see this going in the next 2 years? Do you think the fight is going to get more nasty, or do you actually see a future where the party unites?
It's possible the fight gets more nasty. It's possible that things turn negatively before they turn positively. But in the long run, I am optimistic. I am hopeful that we'll have a viable conservative movement that's a counterweight to the progressivism we're seeing in many parts of the country. I am confident that will happen. When it will happen, I can't tell you. But I do think once this debate happens and we do have this contrast, it is something where the conservative movement comes out stronger at the end of the day. And I'm hopeful for that outcome.
Lanhee Chen is a fellow at the Hoover Institution and a Republican policy advisor. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.